KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's cloudy and 27 degrees in Atlantic. We look for snow to develop here mainly afternoon today. Temperatures will rise to around 31 degrees before falling to 23 for the remainder of the day. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Snow will spread from northwest to southeast Iowa today and then gradually clear out tonight, leaving behind a swath of moderate to heavy accumulation. Winter weather advisories have been posted today from Sioux City southeastward through Atlantic and into Lamoni. Area counties under a winter weather advisory include Harrison, Shelby, Cass, Adair, Adams, Audubon, Crawford, Ringgold, Taylor, and Union. Snowfall totals in the advisory area are expected to range from 2 to 4 inches. A winter storm warning is currently in effect until 9 p.m. for areas that include Storm Lake southeastward through Des Moines and Ottumwa. Area counties under the winter storm warning are Guthrie, Dallas, Carroll, and Sac. Snowfall amounts are expected to range from 4 to 8 inches, with 4 to 6 inches common across west central and south central Iowa. Heavier amounts will be common across north central, eastern, and northeastern Iowa. The National Weather Service's bitterly cold weather will then settle over the region once again from late tonight into Saturday morning, with near record cold possible at times. The snow chances will then return from the weekend into early next week as well. A restitution hearing is set to take place this afternoon in Atlantic in the case of an Atlantic woman who falsely claimed her 5-year-old daughter had cancer and then raised money for her treatment. The hearing in the case of Letha Case Lawson is set to begin at 1:30 p.m. at the Cass County Courthouse. Authorities believe nearly $30,000 was raised through various fundraising efforts, only $16,000 of which remains in a bank account. In January, the 30-year-old Lawson was sentenced to 5 years probation and ordered to continue mental health treatment and not contact her 5 children unless requested by her therapist. In November, she pled guilty to 2 counts of child endangerment, 1 of administering harmful substances, 1 of theft, and 1 of unlawful possession of a prescription drug. At today's restitution hearing, anyone who donated money to Lawson and who wants to make a claim for the return of their donation should present their claim and proof of donation. The court order said funds will not be returned without sufficient proof. Also, if provable claims exceed the available funds, the claims will be paid on a pro rata basis. Any remainder owed will be subject to an order for restitution, and in order to protect the nature and deductibility of donations, any unclaimed money will be given to cancer research tax-exempt charities. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County report the arrest on Tuesday of a Clarinda man on drug charges. 51-year-old Clint Curtis Johnson was taken into custody on a warrant for delivery of a controlled substance, methamphetamine. Johnson was booked into Montgomery County Jail and held on $50,000 cash bond. Police in Red Oak report the arrest Tuesday afternoon of 34-year-old Cale Garrett Harmon of Red Oak on a charge of domestic abuse assault. Hardman was taken into custody without incident at around 2:30 p.m. following an investigation into an incident that took place at around 11 a.m. on Tuesday at the City View Apartments in Red Oak. He was being held in Montgomery County Jail without bond, pending an appearance before the magistrate. Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies assisted in the arrest. A simple violation and traffic stop last night in Red Oak resulted in the arrest of 2 people. Red Oak police say 46-year-old Lynn Kenneth Houchins of Red Oak was arrested at around 9:45 p.m. for driving while suspended, an OWI second offense. During the traffic stop, 44-year-old Shelby Joanne Olivares of Red Oak was arrested for public intoxication. Both were transported to Montgomery County Jail, where Houchins was being held on $2,000 bond, and Olivares' bond was set at $300. In our funeral announcements, Teresa Jansen Benning, age 61, of Avoca, died Saturday. Funeral services for Teresa Jansen Benning will be today at 10:30 at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Dr. John Warish, age 84, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Funeral services for Dr. John Warish will be today at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Austin Dean Ayers, age 24, of Adair, died Saturday in an automobile accident. Memorial services for Austin Ayers will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Casey United Methodist Church. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. Charlotte Lottie McDermott, age 91, of Harlan, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial service for Lottie McDermott will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. James L. Nielsen, age 69, of Kimbleton, died Monday at his home. Funeral services for James Nielsen will be on Friday at 11 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Ethelyn Rhodes, age 98, who's formerly of Greenfield, died Saturday in California. Funeral services for Ethelyn Rhodes will be this Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Gary Holloway, age 70, of Kirkman, died February 21st. Funeral services for Gary Holloway will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Billy Dean Lynn, age 84, of Casey, died Monday in Stewart. A celebration of life service for Billy Lynn will be on Saturday from 2 until 4 p.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. William Clinton Wright, age 84, formerly of Baird, died February 20th in Georgia. Graveside services for Bill Wright will be on Monday at 11 a.m. at the Highland Township Cemetery near Baird. Odie Funeral Home in Baird has arrangements. Paul McLaren, age 71, of Lewis, died Monday at the Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Private graveside services will be held for Paul McLaren at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. And Marjorie Hetrick, age 82, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Heritage House. A private family interment of cremains for Marjorie Hetrick will be held at a later date at the Iowa Veterans Cemetery near Van Meter. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.